Some farmers from our region are finding it really difficult to access the Farm Household Allowance.
This allowance gives up to $480 per household per fortnight for up to 4 years, and it's designed to help farmers experiencing hardship, as many are at this time through the drought. But less than half the farmers considered eligible have accessed that assistance. That led to the government commissioning an independent review to look into what was going on. It's now recommended that the process be simplified and that the payment be taken out of that Centrelink system.
Chris Kemp is a farmer from Merriwar and is also on the board of New South Wales Farmers. Good morning, Chris.
Oh, good morning. How are you going?
Well, thank you. What's your experience been with accessing the Farm Household Allowance?
Well, yes, I was told that I was eligible for the Farm Household Allowance, and everyone said it was too hard to do, so I thought I'd give it a go, and I'm two very big days into it, and I haven't completed half the form yet. So
your fellow farmers had already warned you it's very difficult.
Yeah, that's why no one's applying for it. It's just too hard, and people don't have the time. The issue is that the form's just too onerous.
What is it that makes it so complicated and difficult?
Well, for me, it took me 2 hours just to fill my address in.
Why?
Well, it wouldn't accept my address, and the address that came up on the form was my address, and I tried other versions like roadside numbers and everything else. Rang up 10 times to the Rural Assistance Authority to find out, and I said, can you just press the button so I can get through? No. You know, you got to fill that out. And I said, well, I am. I've tried everything I could, and eventually I was able to put an address in and they accepted, and I moved on. But that's the trouble. These forms are not user-friendly.
So 2 days in, have you finished it? And are you going to get your money?
No, I haven't. I haven't finished it, and I don't know when I'll get the time to finish it, because I reckon there's another 4 days to get to the end of it.
Because what other documentation do you need? What supporting evidence do you need that you deserve this money?
There was a checklist of about 12 things, and I got all that information and started on through the form. I thought, oh, yeah, I'll mail this pretty easily. But, yeah, I wouldn't have got another half an hour into the form, and then it wanted a cash flow for the last 6 months or something, so then I had to go back and do that, which, you know, when I was collecting all that information, it would have been handy to have had that, and I could have just done it in the collection process.
Chris, there was an independent review of what's preventing people really from taking up this household allowance. Among that, they're saying, well, there's a bit of a stigma around asking for welfare, so maybe think about moving it away from that Social Security Act. But among that, they're also saying, let's tailor the application process. Let's make it easier for people to get through. Based on your experience, it does sound like that's sorely needed.
Yeah. No, it's seems a very hard road to try and access it, and it works the same as your parenting allowance. So if your income's higher or lower than you've estimated, then you've got to pay it back, so the government never lose out. So I don't know why they're making it so hard to access.